Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have another incredibly important jam-packed worldwide broadcast for you coming up today on this Wednesday, the 27th day of March 2013, worldwide broadcast. The news websites are Infowars.com, and of course, we're also streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv. And again, we are going to be taking your phone calls today. Professor Griff, one of the founders of Public Enemy, was on with us a few weeks ago, and he promised to come back just to take phone calls for an hour on hip-hop, rap, and government media control of not just it, but rock and roll and other systems that are used to dominate and steer culture. Now, we are also going to be talking to Steve Pachenik today, if we can get him on. Rob New ran in here during a break yesterday and said, have you seen all the mainstream news articles where more and more Navy SEALs are coming out and saying the official story of the bin Laden raid is not true? And I already know the whole thing's a fable. And I've talked to Navy SEALs that have told me it's a fable and that they believe that much of SEAL Team 6 was killed in that, quote, helicopter explosion months later to cover that up. And that they don't know the details. They just know it's highly classified and the official story isn't true. That's the SEAL source I have. It was not in SEAL Team 6, but is a current SEAL. And I'll just be honest with you, when I get this type of information, I have a moral responsibility to give it to you, but I don't even like covering things like this, because this type of stuff is what could bring them down. You see, they can just put out an official story and then get everybody to accept it. And more and more, though, the public is not buying into that, so the power structure is losing their control. But here's the Huffington Post reporting it. Osama bin Laden death, new details from third SEAL Team 6 member questions previous account, CNN's Peter Bergen reports. And the whole thing's fake. The whole thing's a lie. So we can't get Pachenik on today, because I just told my producer to try to get him, because he subsequently sent me an email with a breakdown that I've got here in the stack where he said the whole thing is unraveling. And that's why they've been kicking so many people out of the top Pentagon positions, because they just realized that completely out of control nuts are running things. And the same thing went on. Of course, with Hitler, his general staff the last few years were really going, this guy's going to destroy Germany, and he's doing things that will bring the country down. And they were evil, corrupt authoritarian Nazis. They just weren't self-destructive. And people get on power trips. It isn't just the high and mighty. It happens with media people, you name it. The culture has become narcissistic and really delusional. Not the entire culture, but larger and larger portions of the culture have done that. And it's a time of insanity. I mean, the establishment has the tools of control, and they're in control to a great extent, but not in control of themselves, you see. They're trying to get full control globally with global governance, but they haven't gotten there yet. There's a bunch of news we'll cover when we come back from break. And then I really do want to open both phone systems so that we can take a lot of phone calls this hour. I'm going to give the number out when we come back for any news item, any issue you wish to discuss, the fallout of the attack on Charlton Heston, which, again, you're like, what's the big deal with the attack on Charlton Heston? It just shows the duplicity and the corruption and the venom they have. They worship the state being armed. They want to be armed. They have bodyguards, the ruling class, the Hollywood people. But then we can't be. I mean, it's just a breaking point for me that these people are the unmitigated scum of the earth and are enemies of free people everywhere. They are our enemies. They've already declared war on us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-607-6984. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-607-6984. That's 800-607-6984. Call 800-607-6984.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scoring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, the 27th day of March, 2013. And we were playing a little intro there that John Baum put together from Death Race 2000, a classic dystopia film. And now we pretty much are Death Race 2000. Paul Watson is set to publish a report very, very soon. In fact, it just went up minutes ago. I just hit refresh on InfoWars.com. It's also on PrisonPlanet.com. Robo-reporters to replace mainstream journalists. And while I was in between jogging on the hike and bike trail, I worked on it a bit with him this morning. And so we'll see if he added my points into it. He also shot a video report that goes along with it. And this is the big enchilada, as they say. You see, the AI computers, they are somewhat artificially intelligent. And by artificially intelligent, it can fool you that it's a human. Already they have, let's be conservative, tens of thousands of companies. I know because I've gone out and tried to hire reporters and researchers, and most of the time they work at what you call a link farm. And they've got degrees in journalism, you name it. But the only jobs now, people that formerly worked at newspapers, with all the downsizing, is they go and take keywords and just rewrite regurgitated articles, in some cases that don't even make sense. And a couple of years ago, we discovered stories that were out there that clearly had been written by a robot. But now they're getting good enough where they're just going to have government press releases that are then rewritten so they're, quote, original and have the local name put on it. And, of course, the humans will be removed there. And that's why they've told the White House press corps, they even told, you know, Politico this, if you don't totally toe the line, if you ever make one snide comment about the White House, you will never be in the press conference. You will never be given the press release. Because it's all who gets the press release and the access. And now they're saying, they said this a month ago, they may go to a virtual president where it's a hologram recording of him. And then it'll be a full hologram composite where they just write the words. And it's not even a recording of Obama. It's just a video simulation. They're going to, and by the way, this is the plan. You see, the technology has been held back about 30 years conservatively of what we've been told there is. Under global national security, under New World Order technocracy, they've held science back in the public realm, our the plane we're in, where things grow very slowly. Anything we're given has Trojan horses built into it. It's designed to track us, trace us, kill us while it's microwaving us. It's designed to also now feed us what, you know, Google feeds you what it wants you to see, what it believes you want to see to keep you in your own bubble. And this is all admitted. This is all scientific programmed warfare. They announced 7 years ago they're using microphones on your computers to listen to you. Now the video cameras to do it. There's the Wired news story. Can an algorithm write a better news story than a human reporter? And so, see, out of the gates, they're telling you that humans are going to relinquish control of our, quote, evolution, as Ray Kurzweil calls it, and that the establishment will now dictate the end of humans, and that's just the way it is, and that decision has been made. You're not going to be allowed to go play volleyball by the beach when this all comes in. You're going to be killed. And they've all said that. You're dead. Kurzweil says you'll be like a bug. We'll just step on you. We won't even recognize you. We are preparing to become God. I don't believe in God yet. I am going to become God. I am going to invent God. I am going to cybernetically merge. And you've got all these camp followers going, yes, we're going to live forever too. We're going to be part of it like lemmings off a cliff. You are not meant to travel to the next level. You go watch the Illuminati treatise on record by the inventor of the communication satellite and so much more. The OSS Black Op commander, the man who wrote 2001 Space Odyssey, if you go look at the top technocrat Black Ops commander and what he told you, by the third 2001 book, you all take microchips and worship Lucifer. That's the plan. And simultaneous brain connection to everyone else, just like, you know, gray aliens in the Hollywood movies communicating with each other with computer-assisted telepathy. The whole gray thing is a template program to condition you to accept that that's what we're going to look like in the future, and the grays are humans from the future. That is not really real, as far as I understand it from the highest level Illuminati information. And I'm laying down some hardcore info on you here today because this is the plan. I don't know if they're going to achieve this. It doesn't mean I believe this. I'm reporting as a sociologist, as an anthropologist, as a psychologist, as a historian, as a red-blooded American and a Texan who study enemy operations, the enemy mindset, what they believe in, what they stand for, what their plan is. Just got chills. Okay, I, as a organic expression of humanity, which they've even predicted in their own publications that we would arrive, and they're ready for us. They call us gallant and beautiful people who will have to be exterminated. They say it's painful what they have to do, but it's for a greater good after we're all gone. That's H.G. Wells I just quoted in his book, The New World Order. I could quote Arthur Schlesinger. I could just start quoting all these guys for you. I mean, if you'd like, I've read hundreds of their books. Hundreds. And this is the reality of what we face. And if you buy into the matrix narcissism, the scientifically crafted, weaponized media they're aiming at you with the iPads and the iPods and all of it, and I'm not judging you if you have them. I have them too, but I know what they are. I see my children. I was up at 4:30 this morning. And I laid the iPad down at about 5, and I watched my son come into the room, 10 years old, the image of goodness, comes into the room in his pajamas. He's looking around. I've got my night vision because, you know, I've been sitting there in the dark for an hour, and I see him go across the room with the moonlight coming through the window, and he's looking for an iPad. He's looking for something. He's addicted to it. I know all this, and I have... Well, for education and the rest of it, let them into the matrix. Look, I know I'm trapped too. My foot's in the bear trap. 5 a.m., my son sneaking into the room. I see him come up the little stairs, come in, turn, look at us. I'm laying there looking right at him. He walks over and starts looking for a computer. And, of course, the computer's laying right here beside me. I said, go back to bed. God help us. God help us. He went to bed at 10:30 last night. Education, sports, reading, painting, computer, all day, stayed up late, should have been sleeping till 7 this morning, sneaking around at 5 a.m., wanting to stare into that crystal ball, wanting to stare into the eye of Sauron. That's what it is. A interface with a giant global network. I've got all the news. I'm going to take your calls. Professor Griff's coming up. I just want humanity to survive. I just want to be a decent person. And wickedness and apathy and corruption and narcissism and mental illness, they're reporting it everywhere. Just craziness is intensifying everywhere. Either you're going to become more enlightened and closer to God, or you're going to become closer to the world and the flesh. And there is a great... separation of the wheat from the chaff right now, the gold from the pewter. We're beginning to go into the fire. This is only the beginning. And they are going to now, I'm going to get to this report after I take some calls, and because I really want to break this down, the decision you have. Are we going to try to self-direct our destiny? Are we going to let really dangerous, inbred people who Hitler was just a spinoff of, a race-specific spinoff, so they didn't like him. Are we going to let the Illuminati really do this? Because this is happening right now. We're losing our soul. We are being scientifically destroyed. And they're just going to go, oh, computers write articles. Oh, a virtual president. No one knows who writes. It's a teleprompter. You type it in, and then a virtual hologram of Obama can be anywhere. And we saw the president today at our school. And they're just going to tell you that's real. This is the phasing out of reality. This is taking the false reality and teaching people that it is the reality. And then those of us that try to live in the real reality, outside the box, outside the lines, we are going to be declared heretics. We must understand, I mean, I'm trying to think of a symbol of a human destroying a robot. Because humans won't get it if we don't make it that type of symbol. But I mean, I've known for 15 years. My mission, and I haven't even done it. after I launch a larger news system is to create a human foundation for the preservation of humanity and try to organize a defense against this, because people aren't going to listen until it stuff really starts falling in on itself. But then the mind control is going to be so intense, people won't be able to pull themselves away from the screens that are the neural interfaces, the proto matrix sucking us in to the wirehead.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
About a lucky man who made the grade.
You gotta think about something bigger than yourself.
The news was rather sad. Well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., we're here live.
He blew his mind out in a car.
No one noticed.
He didn't notice that the lights had changed.
We're letting a bunch of crazy people steer our future. Are we just going to go quietly?
They've seen his face before.
Are we going to let the worst of us dictate our future because they have a craving for the power? Or will those of us that crave liberty and justice and uplifting humanity, will we stand against the technocratic tyrants who are on the ultimate power trip? Will we do that? And if we lead by example, we can turn the tide. I've got off-the-charts financial news I'll get to. Cypriot panic as rumors swirl of more bank closures. Now they want more. I mean, if they take 40% of your bank account and you put up with it, why not take more? And it goes to foreign banks. It's not even their debt. Sweden affirms swine flu vaccine narcolepsy link. I know so many people have narcolepsy now and can't drive. And I ask them, did you take the flu shot? The H1N1. And they go, yeah. I just can't believe it's that. Okay. I know people that can't feel their hands and feet 4 years later. I know two talk show hosts in Austin got Guillain-Barré from the vaccine and were told that by their doctors. And by the grace of God, their feeling came back months later. And I mean, it's an absolute fact it didn't protect you from H1N1. And it's an absolute fact it gives you double the chances of getting the regular flu. Major government Canadian study. I mean, the inserts say it can kill you. And to not give it to pregnant women. And then I've read to you on air every time the school year starts, they say it's a conspiracy theory. There are no side effects. Remember that article I read back in August when school started? Last year? Because they do it every year, and I was reading Fort Worth Star-Telegram and other just Texas papers where it said, contrary to conspiracies, there are no side effects except maybe a sore shoulder. And I had the CDC's own inserts right there. You know, death, narcolepsy. I mean, what is hard about waking up to this thing? They are consciously killing us with this stuff. And people are like, well, that's just too far to go. You know, I'm just not going to say that on my talk show. I've had so many talk shows say, Alex, you're right about all this. But, you know, I'll just sound crazy if I go and do that. Piers Morgan went and got a flu shot and then couldn't do a show for like a week. He got so sick, and he said it had to be that.
Very large nasal.
I love this part.
This is
literally the biggest needle I could find. There are none larger. Please give me a muscle.
Okay.
That's it?
That's the biggest muscle you've seen for a while.
All right, that's it. That's it. One, two, three.
Oh!
And all,
blood.
Please.
Oh!
Is that even bleeding? No blood even, please.
There you go. And then he was so sick that he talked about, you know, feeling like he was going to die. And he said, I think it was the flu shot. See, his humanity came out, and even a dark operator like him, a mercenary. We're going to go to break and come back and take your calls, and I'm going to take them. It's just I really have sorrow for what we're going to go through. And the denial that people think is protecting them, if you just deny it, is what is allowing this. It is what is going to bring all this to fruition. And I just want to thank God for all the blessings and for holding back evil as long as the Creator has. And this is not a religious show. I am a Christian. And it's just as things get worse and worse and get darker and get more serious, and as I just see the evil spreading, I know you see it as well, the craziness spreading. This is just the beginning. I just get closer to God, and I'm just honest about that with you. And I wish that most of these churches would organize against evil, but they're federal 501c3 creatures now, and they all say, do what the system says. They all lie and twist Romans 13. And man, I got a stack of news. We're all over the Middle East. They are beheading, burning, torturing, and killing Christians on video. And I can't even watch these videos, but I know today I will make myself watch them. And I was against it when Muslims were being killed by Muslims with the stage deal in Libya and Syria and everywhere else. The people running our government are targeting Christians with Al-Qaeda while saying I have to give my rights up because TSA's got to stick their hand in my cookie jar and your cookie jar. to find bin Laden in there when they run bin Laden. I mean, it's just crazy. They are trying to overthrow reality. They are at war with reality.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment, and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's 1-800-207-3483. Try Seroderm risk-free. Just call 1-800-207-3483. That's 1-800-207-3483.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Take a flu shot again. Now, I watched that night with Dr. Oz, and Deborah said Dr. Oz, I think he's
you know, probably he seems like a completely competent doctor, but and I don't understand any of the, you know, the kind of biological aspects of the, you know, of the meds that are.
But we're both doing the maths, aren't we? We both saw him put that thing in my arm. And
yeah.
In 10 days, I'm just struck down.
You know what? I don't want to tell anybody out there. I'm not a medical advisor. You get your vaccines if you. I don't believe in them. I'm just suspicious by nature, and I saw you get it, and here we are.
Well, let's try. We'll try and plow on with the interview. Notwithstanding that, I can't speak.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm going to work on getting Dwight Yoakam on the show, and if God wants it to happen, it will. Have we gone after him yet? Yeah, no, I want you to try to get him on. It just so happens my wife's been invited to be backstage when he's in town this weekend, so I'm going to have her ask him on the show. But the point is you haven't even gone after him yet? I'm not complaining. Can we just get him on? Not because he's a celebrity, but he's a smart guy. He said, 1776, I don't trust the government. Why do they have all the guns? I mean, I want to get him on. I like him. He's a Kentucky boy, I know. Shane Steiner knows him. Seems like Shane Steiner knows everybody. He was hanging out with one of the Green Day guys this weekend. I ought to get him to get them on the show. We got to wake everybody up. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the point is liberty is popular and it is rising, and we don't have to give in to this total takeover. The reason the tyrants want to make us a bunch of robots is because then they can dominate and have full control and control the future. You know, the Romans, if you resisted them, they would just kill everybody. They would say, come on up, come out, give up, or we're going to kill everybody. And even if you gave up, they usually killed all the men, down to about age 5. And so that's kind of what we're being told by the globalists, except they're just saying, hey, we're going to merge with computers and kill everybody, and humans are scum, and get ready to have your resources turned off. We've got to get you really poor and under our control before we fully get rid of you. And they write all these publications and white papers. I made the film Endgame. It has an online bibliography. whatistheendgame.com. Every minute of the film has a bibliography. It has a factoid. Proves of this technocracy conspiracy. And here's the article, Can an Algorithm Write a Better News Story Than a Human Being? And Paul Watson's article breaks it down up at Infowars.com. We can punch that up for viewers. It is Robo Reporters to Replace Mainstream Journalists, Establishment Hacks, now so glib and unquestioning they can be supplanted by computer programs. Well, it's not that they could be, it's they are. You're not going to see the president anymore down the road. It's going to be a teleprompter, because they already write the stuff he says, and it's going to be a virtual reality 3D model projection. The movies are going to be like that, too. I know folks that have had the secret tours of the studios out in California, including not just what the media has been shown, but what James Cameron's really planning. And that's the whole future. And they're just going to start rolling it out faster and faster and faster and faster. And, again, it's not going to be a hologram of where I stand somewhere and hologram something to you. It's going to be a composite where it looks like Alex Jones, sounds like Alex Jones, and where you just get used to, oh, well, that's the virtual president, or that's the virtual Alex Jones. Robo reporters to replace mainstream journalists. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into all of it. But the Swedish government, yes, they got to be brought in line. What is it? The British government has been forced because they don't have total evil people working there. Not everybody's bad. Everybody just goes along, you see. But I'm not going to go along. And Billy Corgan's not going to go along. And Dave Mustaine's not going to go along. And Matt Drudge isn't going to go along. And Bellamy Amuse isn't going to go along. And none of us have to save the world. Ron Paul isn't going to go along. Rand Paul. Ted Cruz. And people say, well, can you trust Ted Cruz? Well, his voting record's stellar right now. So we're going to make sure he stays true. There's a few vote difference on whether they're going to have national registration, basically, and ban all private sales of guns. That means passing them on to your friends and family. And that registration and not allowing transfer is going to be a way to purge gun owners. We're a couple votes away from them getting that. And as Dianne Feinstein has said, oh, there will be more events, and then she smiles. But without further ado, 800-516-1220, I think I'm the only talk show where I don't give the number out. The phones load up. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We're going to get into all of this today. Professor Griff is scheduled to be calling in, and we're going to be taking calls when he's on. So you get to talk to one of the legendary founders of what you call modern hip-hop and rap, who's awake to the New World Order and an author. So I want to get him back just to take your calls. Don in Michigan on the Second Amendment. Thank you for calling in today, sir. How may I serve you?
Yes, sir. Do you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Okay. If you bear with me for a few minutes, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a long time. I have not heard of anybody, whether you, Glenn Beck, or anybody, nobody I know of so far has responded to an article that of February 25th, that's an article in either it's America or Catholic America magazine. They have an article in the 25th of February issue. Actually have an article in there that I read that they are calling for the repeal of the Second Amendment. And I've heard nobody respond to the Vatican or Rome doing this or any other religious
thing. It is actually, I did see that. I saw some Catholic publication. I actually search engine it because I scanned through XM and they have like a Catholic channel on there. And I just stopped and listened to it. And they were talking about a Vatican release that the Second Amendment. There it is. Repeal the Second Amendment. The National Catholic Review, and isn't that the official Catholic?
Yes, it is. And also, over the years, Rome hates the American Constitution, and it's proven also by, if you ever can get a hold of it through maybe Chick Publications, it's called 50 Years in the Church of Rome by Father Jack Chinnicky.
Guys, do me a favor, print me that article, because I actually did see that, and by the grace of God, I did tune into it. Well, I'm going to say this right now. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, and then it goes on, or freedom of the press, or freedom to assemble with a redress of grievances.
Right.
The First Amendment, I'm going to put you on hold for a moment, I'm going to come back to you, because I'm glad you called in, Don, but I want to speak on this here. So let me explain what the real First Amendment is. It's a jurisdictional issue. Congress can make no law, and states can make no law, on the establishment and the practice of religion. That's why, even though we find it distasteful, voodoo practitioners can chop the heads off goats and chickens. That's why the Hopi Indians can take peyote buttons. Or buckeyes, by the way, is what they originally took. That'll get you hallucinating right there. And the point is that they are able to do that, Supreme Court rulings, because Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. You can go to any Native American church in the country on any weeknight, weekend, and they'll be in there with a church service, and you can go take peyote. I'm not advertising for you to do that. You have that. It's a felony outside of that church service. Okay? It's the same deal. I'm explaining this to you again. Congress has no jurisdiction. Now, since the 50s, they created 501c3 to say, your denomination orders you to now file, if you're the Southern Baptist or the Baptist or the Episcopalians or the Methodists or the Catholics or whatever the case is. This is ecumenicalism. And it is outrageous. I saw 5-6 years ago Catholic newsletters that listeners mailed us out of Illinois, Texas, you name it, saying, turn in your guns, it's of the Lord. They're now pushing this in other churches as well, not just Roman Catholic. People always call it Catholic. Catholic just means Christian. Roman Catholic means the Church of Rome. Constantine's church. 300 years after Christ. But the whole issue is I stay out of Catholic, Jew, Muslim. I'll talk about what subsects are doing, what groups are doing, but I try to stay out of all the infighting because the New World Order is running all of this. But yes, Thomas Jefferson said separation of church and state, and then they misconstrued that, meaning the church has no place in the state, and they say the state is everything. Well, no. Separation of church and state means the church is not controlled by the state. So they've spun that to say churches can't be pro-Second Amendment or anti-abortion or can't support political candidates and the IRS comes after them because they've been tricked. They're not a church. They are now a charity under 501c3 and signed a contract. I can create a 501c three or four or five. You can create non-religious ones and then not pay taxes. So that's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. That's what Scientology is. All this stuff is just a tax-free deal. And so I'm glad you raised this. What a heavy point that they tell churches you can't be pro-Second Amendment, but the Catholic Church can officially come out and say, get rid of the U.S. sovereignty, have totally open borders. They've lobbied in, what is it, South Carolina now, or is it North Carolina? Because you pulled me, here it is, at North Carolina. Hundreds of illegal immigrants apply for driver's licenses in North Carolina. Driver's licenses are now released for people that are committing felonies. And the point is, I can't go to Mexico and just be given that as illegal. I can't go get free health care, have a baby. This is meant to totally get rid of the U.S. And they sell it like it helps, quote, Latinos, when it's only designed to make us all poor like Mexico. Because the globalists want that. That's what this whole plan is. It's why the illegals, they advertise in Mexico. And of course, Rome wants that because mainly Mexico's Catholic. All I want to do is proselytize the message of liberty to everybody and get all these hardworking, smart immigrants to become liberty lovers. That's the blueprint to win. If you just segregate yourself off and wait for the end of the world, they're going to get everybody. And the whole robot revolution is coming. We all need to unite against the technocracy that says we're all dead. They're forcibly sterilizing people in Mexico. They're engaged in hellish activities. And I stand with those people. And if you actually can communicate, you can wake them up. And I know my mission is just to tell the truth. But, yes, you bring up this incredibly hardcore point, sir. And I'm going to give you the last minute or so here before I go to other callers. I said I'd take a bunch of calls. They bring up such incredible topics, and then look what happens. But speaking with you,
okay, sir.
This is outrageous. Well, I mean, let me just finish this point, and I'm going to you. The most outrageous point to all of this is they say churches have no free speech under the First Amendment when it's the opposite. They have total free speech. But then with the Catholic Church, it's different because it is a foreign political group here in America now trying to exert political authority. And when England does that, or Israel, or the Russians, or the private Federal Reserve that's a foreign power, it is a invasion. And I meant to cover this, and thank God you covered it. And this is out. This is the full push, folks. If they would go open with the Catholic Church calling for turning all our guns in, which I read the article, I meant to cover it. They actually say that this shows, and they say, repeal the Second Amendment, full frontal assault, while they say, we don't want your guns, it isn't happening, you're a conspiracy theorist, in the LA Times, this is the signal, and of course, you can say what you want about Catholic people out protesting, abortion, great people, whatever, the Catholic Church today is promoting world government, it is promoting New World Order, it is promoting planetary rule. It is promoting EU tyranny. It is promoting that all religions are the same, which is what is the point. And so, yes, it's promoting one world religion. And now, go ahead and make your point.
Okay, well, thank you for bearing with me. The only other thing I really have to say is that Rome, I'm not against the people. There's God-fearing people in every denomination. It's the leadership, like in anything else. But there's... I want to be able to, if you, when we're done here, if you can give me a staff, give me one of your staff members can let me contact you with sending you more information privately. But I also have evidence here, if you ever heard of it, in 1897, there was a book put out by a retired general, Thomas M. Harris. He was on a tribunal that tried the Surratts and the rest of them that killed Lincoln. And he gave his dissertation, what he found out during that tribunal back then, that Rome, through the Jesuits, was responsible for killing Lincoln. And that just goes into more history of what you talk about, Hitler and Stalin, Mao Zedong killing people. But in history also, during the Dark Ages, conservatively, Rome martyred at least 150 million people.
I know that there were giant religious wars all over the place, and in France they would tell people, turn your swords in, to proto-Protestant groups, and they would kill everybody. That undoubtedly went on. And again, I'm just trying to unify people against the eugenics, the Agenda 21, it the globalists love balkanization. But yes, I mean, let's put the headline back up. The official national newspaper for Catholics put out by the Vatican is saying, turn our guns in. And, I'm a heretic, because I'm not doing what the Pope says. Well, I'm a Christian. And I'm not part of any of these denominations or any of it, and it's super creepy, and it shows how late the hour is. That's what I mean. I mean, we are in a lot of trouble. Can we put that headline back up by the official Catholic newspaper saying turn the... There it is. And, of course, I've said it's a good thing with the Catholic Church here in the U.S. saying you can't make us, you know, pay for abortions and stuff. I don't even know what to say at this point. It is so amazing. It's horrible. And I get mad at Israel, the Israel lobby. A lot of it right out of Israel is trying to get our guns, too. I mean, look, America's rich and powerful. We're the empire. And they don't want the American people armed. All these special interests want us disarmed. Because, I mean, it's simple. I appreciate your call. I'm gonna come back from break and go to Jason, Joe, Kyle, Mike, and others before Professor Griff comes on. The next two little segments at 8 after he joins us in the second segment of the next hour. And, you know, it's my point of people say, well, are you for Assad because you're against the war there? No, I've never been to Syria. I'm not a Muslim. But Assad was not attacking anybody, and the West is putting al-Qaeda in, who's purging Christians, Jews, and Muslim minorities, chopping their heads off. It's horrible, blowing up their churches. I'm against an offensive evil war. And they go, oh, you work for Assad and you work for Putin. And it's the same thing. I'm saying, they're trying to shut down the Koch brothers because they've got some of the only refineries and coal plants left that give us our power. Of course, they're globalist. They've been part of the power structure. Or, in fact, I'm going to do soon a big report on them. I've just got piles of it. But the point is, it's like mafia. Why are they knocking out this smaller group? You see, it's like, it's strategic. It's like, why are they trying to shut down the Koch brothers? Let's call them the Koch brothers. Why are they trying to overthrow Syria and Libya? You know, why are they trying to start a war with Russia? What's the larger issue? What's behind that?
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Get up, stand up.
for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Yeah, just to show how widespread this takeover is, Franklin Graham, Billy Graham's son, one of the biggest Protestant leaders in this country, on his Facebook is calling for registration and banning of semi-autos and a bunch of other stuff. He was just showing me back there on Facebook. It's just, the enemy is moving on every front, ladies and gentlemen, and the new Pope's calling for, you know, carbon taxes and global greenhouse garbage and Al Gore stuff. I mean, why doesn't the Vatican just elect Al Gore to be the Pope? I mean, Tony Blair, he's Catholic now. Make him the Pope. I mean, I just, you know, it's just unbelievable. And then I try to be nice to everybody here, but, I mean, Catholics really should do something about that, and Protestants should do something about Franklin Graham. I mean, man, let me tell you, they should never get another red cent from you. Man, that's incredible. That is so incredible. But everybody's selling out to the beast, ladies and gentlemen. Jason from Georgia, you're on the air. Thanks for holding, sir.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, great news. I'm moving to Texas. I can't wait to get there. Have you heard of the Local Community Radio Act that just passed?
Refresh my memory.
The government is opening up a window for nonprofits to sign up and get a license to run low-power FM.
Yeah, didn't they say that 10 years ago?
Well, it's opening up in October. Another thing.
Well, here's the deal. They've got all this extra digital spectrum. You can put 10 radio stations on one feed now. That's the real future. Well, but the problem is they're just giving it all to, like, NPR people. So the answer is everybody who is a patriot should, or who's got a little bit of money, should go try to get those licenses. And yes, you can get them and run 1,000 watts, 100 watts, something like that, and have a real local community station that fights for liberty. Go ahead.
Check out PrometheusRadio.org. They've run a national campaign to get everybody licensed. Let me say this about Piers Morgan. The trigger that's going to wake up these unsophisticated yahoos down here in Georgia is when they come get the guns, and then it's going to be on. And what you told him, it was the best thing that he needed to hear. And let me finish up with a quote from Shakespeare that you partially quote all the time. There is a tide in the affairs of men which, taken at the flood, leads on to fortune. Omitted, all the voyage of their life is bound in shallows and in miseries. On such a full sea are we now afloat, and we must take the current when it serves or lose our ventures. Patriots have got to unite and wake up.
No, that's right. People have been convinced that that the New World Order is just in control and that we don't have any power or destiny. People either feel powerless or they're on weird narcissistic delusions. And I can look at people and go, that's a down-to-earth person, that's an insane person, that's a narcissist. You can see it in people's eyes now. And the weird thing is, more people are waking up than ever, but more people are getting deeper into mind control. And absolutely, there is a tide in the affairs of men when taking up the flood leads on to fortune. That is from Julius Caesar, correct?
Let me say something to Franklin Graham.
Yes.
I'm a Southern Baptist, born and raised down here. They worship Billy Graham like he was God. And I'm sick and tired of these fake, phony preachers that I have to listen to on Sunday who I can't worship at the feet of the New World Order.
Just withdraw from them. I mean, these are Babylon. They are the Pharisees. They are the Sadducees. They are the people that Christ whipped in the temple, okay? I mean, these people are New World Order agents, period.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex.
Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.